Chi Chi Marie Entertainment News Podcast. Subscribe to get the latest and greatest in urban media. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not wasting any more time, baby. Let's dive right in. Oh my goodness, Rihanna is pregnant. Pregnant Rihanna is excited to be a mom. She and ASAP Rocky are the cutest parents to be, says a source. Following the news that Rihanna, who is only 33 years old, did you guys know she was that young? I don't know why I thought she was just a couple years older, maybe 35, 36, but yeah, she's only 33 years old, but still, that's kind of old in not old, but I think her age is great. First time mother, 33 years old. She is pregnant, expecting her first baby with rapper ASAP Rocky. A source close to the couple tells People that she is, that she couldn't even be any happier than she is now. Having a baby is something that she has never really focused on, but being with Rocky opened her up to the idea. Aww. She couldn't be any happier, and she's super, super excited to be a mom, the source says. She is loving all the changes of her body during the pregnancy, and she's always celebrated pregnant women in her runway shows for Fenty. And everything Rihanna does, she does it in her own way and on her own timetable. And having a baby is no different. There's just, you know, like any other parents to be, they're just like everyone else, but they just happen to be famous, and they also happen to be the cutest, giddiest young couple that's expecting kids. How cute! Isn't that the funnest stage of love? Like when you're just so excited to be with each other, so excited to see each other. You get a text message and your stomach is like fluttering and you're like, oh, okay, so I'm thinking of this person. It's addicting. It's a good feeling. So kudos to them for keeping that going for so freaking long, because they've been together for, I think, off and on since 2013. So anyway, a lot of guys have tried to sweep her off her feet, of course, but Rocky was the one who managed to do it. He is over the top romantic. He sends her room full of flowers all the time, and she's never felt this way before. The relationship has actually really changed her. Oh, good for you, Rihanna. Don't settle, girls. Rihanna could be with anyone she wanted. She's with the person who invested in her the most. Ladies, I want to teach y'all something right quick, real quick. I'm recently back on the market myself. Hey. And I am instantly turned off by people who are not that invested. So if someone is giving you lukewarm, you know, interaction, or their engagement is not that frequent, or it used to be frequent and now it's dwindling, something in you should be instantly turned off. For me, it's I'm turned off and shifted to the next. Okay, so with Rihanna, I'm sure that these other guys that tried to sweep her off her feet had large egos and probably didn't even think. They probably felt like, well, you're lucky to be with me. Or they did probably try in the beginning and then it dwindled away. It sounds like ASAP has been the most consistent for the longest. And she is a very smart woman to know her worth and to know to stick with who is consistent and who is being consistent for the longest time. Everyone is consistent in the beginning. Everyone's excited in the beginning, but how excited are you going to stay? And she stayed with someone who's been excited for, I mean, if they really were off and on since 2013, it's going on 10 years. So kudos to them. So exciting. I know everybody's freaking out because recently people were saying that they thought she was pregnant with her outfit on the red carpet. I know Lovely T, who is a big YouTuber, said the same thing, that it's very apparent that she was pregnant in that picture, and that ASAP dressed, you know, accordingly to trying to throw people off. But Rihanna is a fashion forward icon who normally shows her body. So in that outfit, it was like, why do they look like they're wearing comforters on the red carpet? Now we know it's true. Those pregnancy rumors were true, and Rihanna had a funny clapback back then about, you know, everybody making her pregnant every few years and how she should have been had about 5 baby showers by now. But it looks like this time around the rumors were true. Congratulations to that couple. It is so nice to know that he treats her like a freaking queen, and that's why she decided to have a baby with him. And she didn't just, you know, get knocked up after 1 year of everything being great. She decided to get pregnant after a decade almost of knowing this man. That's smart. Some people aren't happy with the fact that they're not married, but how do we know that Rihanna believes in the institution of marriage? What if she believes in just being like spiritually married? you know, legally in this country, it's like, it's a freaking legal document. Okay. I'm not going to say I don't believe in marriage. I do, but they might want to do it more spiritually and not legally. Rihanna is a freaking, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? She's a mogul worth, I think, a billion now. So should she get married and have a prenup? A prenup that is saying, you know, you can't have any of my finances. Prenup is a very touchy subject to most men and women. So I'm sure if Aesop was with anyone, you know, of lesser, I don't want to say value because everybody is valuable, but you know what I mean? Like lesser financial status, he would have a prenup in place. So can he blame her if she wants one in place? Maybe they felt it was just better to continue their union, have a baby, and that baby is a bond enough. So we don't know. People are upset that she's not married, but we gotta stop making people do what we want them to do. Not everybody believes what you believe in, okay? Same thing with the whole Nick Cannon thing. If those girls like it, I love it, baby. Okay? And I might actually do that. Oh, I almost lost y'all. I might actually do that story after this one. But I just want to say congratulations to the couple. She looks fantastic. I love that she made her pregnancy pictures look very, what is the word I'm saying? Like very, very low key. I think that's another thing she likes about being with ASAP. It's a simple relationship. He could be taking her all over the world. She's been with billionaires and all that. But instead he chose to be who he is, who is super romantic, makes her feel like a princess, and then makes them feel more low key and at home. You know, so I think that's cool. I like that she's making her man's home like her home. So the backdrop is New York City, where he's from, and that's where she's been spotted a lot lately. And you can just tell she's so in love. It's so cute. Congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, baby, baby. Nick Cannon is apologizing for the pain, for any pain or confusion that he may have caused after announcing baby number 8. During an appearance on his talk show, Nick Cannon said that he always wants to protect and respect the privacy of the mothers of all of his children, but recently he feels that he failed to do so. So Nick Cannon is learning that sometimes less is more, just days after confirming that he is expecting his 8th child with Wild and Out star, another former Wall and Out castmate. I had to actually go ahead and apologize for some of the comments that he made in the past week. He said that he would like to take a moment to just be honest and even take a moment to listen and reflect on what he was saying and what's, you know, going on in his life. And he did want to go ahead and apologize properly. He said on the February 3rd episode of his show that he wishes to always protect the privacy of the mothers of his children, and he always wants to respect them as well. And he says, you know him. And that's something that we can say about Nick Cannon. Whether you agree or disagree with his lifestyle, I feel that he is very respectful of the women that are in his life. He just really wants to be sincere. And whether that's someone who's new, with someone that's new, or someone who has already had a child, you know, he has great relationships with them, and he has a great admiration for everyone in his life. On January 31st, he did confirm that he was expecting a child with model Brie Tiasi, and he believes that he, you know, probably failed to do so. He felt that he was being a little bit, insensitive. And the reason why people are saying that is because, you know, he's known about the pregnancy for a while, and he was hesitant to announce the news because he actually still was also grieving the loss of his 5-month-old son, Zen, who passed away December after battling brain cancer. That is the most heart-wrenching thing I have ever heard in my life. My God, to have a baby just for 5 months and that happens is incredibly devastating to know that they both went through that. I actually have some audio from Nick Cannon making that apology, and I'll go ahead and insert that right now.
Then even take a moment to listen and reflect on what I was saying and what's popping in and apologize properly. I would like to address some of the comments that I made on Monday's show. I wish to always protect and respect the privacy of the mothers of all my children. You know what I mean? I just really want to be sincere, and whether that's someone who's new or someone who's had my child, I have such a great relationship and great admiration for everyone in my life. And I believe I failed to do so on Monday because it was a lot going on. I didn't know how to explain it. I didn't know what to say. So I was probably talking too fast and probably misspoke. And I know I can do better when dealing with delicate and sensitive discussions. So I promise you, I promise the mothers of my children, I promise my family that I would do better and continue to be more understanding, caring, compassionate, like they often show me each and every day through these processes. So if I did misspeak, or I know I'm not gonna say if I did, I misspoke and probably went too much into detail on Monday expressing my feelings. And it felt like I was probably making some comparatives or probably discussing when talking about the passing of my son Zen, and then also talking about the new child that I'm expecting. And I didn't have to do that. I didn't need to do that because those are two completely separate moments in my life and in life. And they both deserve the respect that they are. Grieving is a process, and I'm still grieving each and every single day. And myself and Alyssa and our family, we still deal with that. And I know it seems awkward because, you know, people trying to do the timing and all, none of that matters. You know, we lost a child, and it was a sincere and still is a sincere and real situation. And I love her, I love my son Zen, and I always will. And I'm gonna love my new child, and I'm gonna love every child from that point on. And I'm a responsible human being, and I take full responsibility for everything. So I must say, I sincerely apologize to everyone involved for any extra pain or confusion that I may have caused.
So what did you guys think about that, about his apology? One thing about Nick is I think that he is, I think he's in tune with his emotions. I think he's living his life the way that he wants to live it. And none of us can tell people how to live their life. I see absolutely nothing wrong with consenting adults choosing to live that kind of lifestyle. It's interesting to know that his most recent soon-to-be baby mama, it's interesting to know that she was married to an NFL player. They said they got married in 2019. And then in 2020, they split. And then it's like they got back together. And then he couldn't stop cheating, so they split for good. So for her to make this decision to be with Nick, who is more open and honest with what he's doing, I don't blame her. You know, there's something about a man being up front and saying, look, this is what I want. This is what I desire. Are you cool with it or not? I promise to take care of this baby. I will be in a relationship with you, but I will also be in a relationship with other people. I think she probably was like, shoot, in this industry, they're all doing what Nick is doing. Nick is just upfront about it. Did y'all ever think about that? Nick is just upfront about what he's doing. He is living in his truth. I actually commend that. I think it is honorable. Whether you agree with the lifestyle or not, he is laying it all out there. I'd rather you tell me what it is and I decide if I'm cool with it or not. So these ladies know what it is and they're obviously cool with it, y'all. So why are y'all tripping? What do y'all want them to do instead? Be with a man that's going to be cheating behind their backs? I hate to say it, but I feel like 90% of men cheat, period. So let's move it up a notch, go to Hollywood. I would give it a smooth 99. I would give it a smooth 99% of men are cheating in Hollywood. And if that's all those women want, they want to be with people of status and financial stature. Why not be with a man who is upfront with what he's doing so you don't feel like you find stuff out behind anybody's back? Like, that's just, I see where they're coming from is what I'm saying. Am I saying I'm signing up for that? I don't know. Maybe there's something about Nick. Who knows? Maybe there is something about that man when you meet him in person and he's just so upfront with you. I mean, he's obviously, you don't have to beg for an apology with him. He doesn't have such a big ego that he won't apologize to you when he's wrong. So there might be something about him. There might be something about Nick Cannon. I love Mariah Carey. She's everything to me. And hey, even Mariah Carey thought there was something about Nick Cannon, y'all. Okay. Even Mariah Carey thought there was something about Nick Cannon. So he's living his truth. He's having his babies. These ladies are signing up left and right. Who's to say that you wouldn't do it too? Okay. Because right now, who knows? The Chili's cook is cheating on his breadwinning girlfriend as we speak. I know y'all saw that viral story years ago. It just makes you go,
people will get with a woman of status and stature, and she can even be beautiful, all of that stuff, right? And they will just dog her out. So what is the point? What is the point? I don't blame them for being with someone that has the bread they want. They're going to be, the child will be secured financially. I mean, spreading stuff eight ways, who knows? But at the same time, we forget that Nick is a creator. So he's not just like, he's not just acting in these things. He's not just acting or singing or part of the cast. He's the creator. So he might have a lot more coin than we're realizing he has. So him being a creator, a boss man, he might be able to spread his money eight ways. It's a little bit different than, who was it that was having them 13, 48 kids? Oh my God, Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap with his 13, 48 kids, whatever they were saying. 17, 48 kids, anyway. So anyways, a lot of these rappers have all these kids, but they're not necessarily creators of shows, creators of, you know, creating talk shows or being the creator of the things that they're doing. So Nick, he's splitting eight ways might not be too much for him. And these ladies are saying, guess what? I know what my man's doing. I know I'm not the only one. He's not lying to me. This is refreshing. And our love is real. And the love he shares for these other women are real. And I'm cool with it. So if they like it, I love it, baby. I think it's cool that Nick apologized. It is a touchy situation. Whether we understand it or not, it's an interesting concept. And I feel like they're all consenting adults who signed up to be part of a lifestyle that works for them. Kudos to everyone involved. And that is a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Chi Chi Marie Entertainment News Podcast, the latest and greatest in urban media. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share if you care. You can find me on all social media platforms if you head to chichimarie.com. Thank you and see you next time.